It was the custom for a condemned man to carry part of his cross, at least, to the place of crucifixion. And after the whipping, Jesus wasn't able to do that. So they forced a man called Simon of Cyrene from the crowd to carry it. When the party and everybody came to Calvary, Jesus was given a drink mixed with myrrh in a way to stupefy him so that the soldiers could handle him and put him on the cross. When he tasted it, he refused it because he would not allow any reduction in the agony he was to suffer, nor any dulling of his mind. They mocked him, saying, "Save yourself if you are the Son of God and come down from the cross." But this was the very purpose of his coming, to die on the cross and so save his people. The religious leaders did not realize the truth of what they said about Jesus. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Then suddenly about noon there was a darkness which lasted for 3 hours. And at 3 in the afternoon Jesus cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Something remarkable was happening. Jesus felt he was forsaken. But why? Because he was carrying the sins of his people. He was dealing with them. And that caused God to turn away from his Son. About that time he died. Again, something remarkable happened. And like his death, that also had a huge spiritual significance. In the place where God was worshipped, there was a curtain separating the people from God. But when Jesus died, this curtain was torn from the top right down to the bottom. The barrier had been removed. The way had been opened up to come before God. And this is the good news in the Easter message. The obstacle we could never have removed or overcome, our sins and our faults, they have been dealt with in the death of Jesus on the cross. Forgiveness and peace are the gifts from his death. But at what a fearful cost in suffering to Jesus, the Saviour.